Hey everyone, before this podcast begins, we want to tell you about some other arts-related podcasts you're going to love. They are The Conduit Music Podcast, Artsville, Gringo and the Man, Art World Horror Stories, and Not Real Art. On these action-packed podcasts, you'll hear experts talk about creativity, design, the music biz, the art world, visual art, American craft, Chicano art, street art, graffiti, and even stand-up comedy. So be sure to find and follow these great arts podcasts today. Now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Hello, this is Siri, and you're listening to my favorite podcast, Not Real Art. I live for this shit because it's totally lit.
All right, Not Real Art, man one in the house.
Yo, and somebody else.
Somebody else, that's right. Oh, I'm somebody else, all right.
Yeah, you are somebody else.
You know who else is somebody else?
Who's that?
Kanye.
Oh, God.
Did you catch that yesterday?
See, this is the thing, that if we start talking about these kind of events, we're going to date ourselves, right? Except that whenever you say, did you hear what Kanye said yesterday? It's the same shit as saying, like, did you hear what Trump said yesterday? Like, it's going to be relevant. It's going to be relevant. As long as you don't go into the specifics, it'll make sense. Be like, oh, yeah, he said some stupid shit yesterday.
That's right.
So we'll just, he said some stupid shit yesterday.
He did. I mean, just another day in the office for the both of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, I think, in what did he lose? 9 million Twitter followers or something?
I don't know. He's,
I get, you know who he didn't lose?
Yeah.
Me. You know why?
Why?
Because I don't follow him in the first place.
Actually, check this out. So I was looking at that, right? So I went to his Instagram, and I checked out his followers and stuff, right? Yeah. Actually, no, it was his Twitter. It was his Twitter. And he's following only one person. You know that?
Himself.
No. He's following Kim.
Of course.
Okay?
Yeah.
So think about this. When he opens Twitter, it's just him and Kim talking on his phone. Isn't that just Messenger? It's not really Twitter.
No.
If you open Twitter and it's just you and your wife talking shit.
You know what I call that? Make work.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just complicating. Wow.
You know? So could you imagine that when you open your Twitter feed, it's just all about you and sometimes your wife, but really it's about you. The whole universe, Twitter, is about you.
I really need to become more self-absorbed.
Yeah.
You know?
That's where it's at.
It really seems that way. Feels like, you know, somehow I'm not in on the joke.
Well, I don't know, man. It's a trip.
You know, some people say he's a genius.
Yeah, those same people are the people that are in his own head. Yeah.
You know, so here's the thing about Kanye, right? So he's what, from like 78th and Yates in the south side of Chicago, something like that? Like, he's like, okay, south side,
right,
of Chicago,
East Chicago, right?
Yeah. And I grew up in and around Chicago, so I'm very familiar,
right,
with that area. And in fact, some of my best friends, you know, were from the south side. So I know that area, right?
Right.
And when I remembered that, it was like a few years ago, like, I don't know, I was like rolling my eyes about something Kanye, or, you know, something he said or did or whatever. And then I remembered, like, thought about that.
Yeah.
Like where he's from, you
right.
know?
Right.
And I'm like, and it just all made sense, like, all of a sudden.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because just that crew down there and like that whole vibe, and it's like people just love to talk shit.
But don't you think he'd get slapped down in that area? Talking,
well, I mean, he's taking it to a whole other level.
Well,
like, you know what I mean? But yeah, but I'm just like, it comes from, I think, an honest place.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Of just like talking shit, having to, like, you know, be your own promoter,
right?
You know, create something out of nothing.
Sure.
You know, and you know, just big egos. You know what I mean? Big attitude. Big.
Right.
You know,
that's true.
And so I was like, okay, you know, although I was at a party. At a birthday party, this was in Venice Beach, What year was this? It had to be, I don't know, 06, 07, something like that. And it was at someone's house, and it wasn't, a big party. There was probably only 30 people there. And I walked up to the bar. They had like this person just sort of like pouring drinks or whatever. I walk up to order my drink, and I turn to my right because somebody walks up, and it's Kanye.
Oh, really?
He's a lot shorter than I thought.
Yeah,
And
of
I'm not
course.
tall. Like, I'm 6 foot 1 on a good day, when I'm wearing my heels. But yeah, I was like, oh, hey, Kanye.
Well,
Don't
that's,
know. I later heard that he really upset the birthday girl who he was friends with,
Oh.
because apparently he had sex with one of her friends in her bedroom that night without asking.
Yeah. Without asking.
Without asking her. Like,
Oh,
he had to fuck. He had to fuck.
Yeah.
And the most convenient place to fuck the birthday girl's friend at the birthday girl's party, at the birthday girl's house, was in her bedroom.
So this is pre-Kim.
Oh, yeah, pre-Kim.
Because I'm sure he's faithful now.
I'm sure he's monogamous now, totally.
I mean, he's only got one person he follows on Twitter. It's her. So I'm sure he's not fucking anyone else.
Well, show me a hot wife, I'll show you a husband who's tired of fucking her.
Oh my God. That family is just would just I don't know how you survive that.
Have you seen the OJ series? I think it was the TNT one. It won some awards a couple years ago. It was like a mini series. Forgive me for not getting my facts straight, but they, I thought, did a really good job of sort of shining a light on how that event impacted those young girls, the Kardashian girls, right? Because like her dad was like an attorney on the OJ case, and all of a sudden there's all these cameras and all this press. And there's a couple of scenes where they show the girls who at that time were, I don't know, 6, 8, 10, 12, something like that, different ages. And they got this kind of up close and personal experience with the media and with cameras and fame. And it was interesting how they played that out, because you could kind of see how at such a young age they were like, ooh, the media.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they were like, ooh, black men. That's what I thought you were going
Well, I'll leave that to the historians.
Because that's where they went. That's what they learned is like, just
Once you go black.
you get famous.
Well, you got to do the sex tape, though, right? I mean, you got to have a sex tape. That's what I need. But see, I don't want to be famous, as we've discussed in the past. If I wanted to be famous, I would just let one of my mini sex tapes leak.
Luckily they're in the vault.
In the vault, yes, biometrically locked. Only my retina unlocks it.
Yeah, and they were all shot
By
in.
the way, shout out to Retina, by
Yeah,
the
shout out. Yeah,
way.
absolutely. That's a well. That's I mean, I don't know. But what about OJ? Is he out now, or is he back in, or what?
Hard to keep up, isn't it? I think he's out.
You know who's going in for him though? Did he? Maybe he tag team, and that's why.
Who?
Our boy is going in, freaking Pudding Man. Bill Cosby.
Oh, right, Mr. Cosby, Mr. Huxtable.
Mr. Huxtable, man. He's gonna do hard time for the next 10 years. Or so I hear.
Well,
So.
ah, man. I mean, it's crazy, right? I mean, you think you know somebody, and then they slip you a Mickey. I had, in true story, in high school, smoke a joint every once in a while, here and there. Oh, who am I kidding? I got high every day. And there was this dude that, I used to smoke a joint, get high with from time to time. And one day, we were at his place, and his parents were gone or whatever. And I'm like
and this is like 1987, right? So the weed in 1987,
right,
you know, was like,
yeah,
you know, compared to now, yeah. I mean, you can't take three hits off a joint now and remember your name,
right?
You know,
yeah,
back then you could actually smoke a joint and be reasonably functional,
right?
But I was three hits in with this guy, and I just knew something wasn't right.
Yeah. You know?
And I'm like, is there something in this? What did you do? And he starts laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what the hell? And he's like, oh, I put a little something extra special in there.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
The motherfucker laced it with angel dust.
Yeah, nice.
PCP. Worst day ever. Worst day ever.
Wow.
I mean, it's wrong on, you know, sucker punching anybody
right.
about anything in life is wrong, right? Let alone when, you know.
Is your smoke buddy?
I thought I was taking the red pill and it turned out to be the blue pill or whatever.
Right. You
know? And it was horrible. Absolutely horrible. Now, the next time I did it.
right.
And I knew about it. It was fantastic.
You got the heads up.
Yeah. No, but moral of that story is I never smoked with that dude again.
Oh, really? That was it?
That was it, man. I can't trust a motherfucker.
So is that called the smoke buddy?
Smoke buddy.
Is that what it is?
I just called him Tom.
Oh, really? See? Yeah. Well, it's funny because when I was in the UK, this one dude we're talking to started telling us about his, you know, he has a fag buddy.
Oh, right.
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 And we were looking at each other like, what the hell is this guy talking about?
I didn't know he was gay.
Yeah, I know he was gay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah. Well, apparently when the UK, you know, cigarettes are called fags.
Fags, that's right.
And so when you go out on a fag break,
you bring
your fag buddy.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I was like, nah, bro, you got to say smoke buddy. You can't be saying this fag buddy shit in front of me, you know?
Now, when they say smoke cock, it's there's no translation.
There's no translation
Yeah,
for that.
It's still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it's as gay as it can be.
Right.
But
can I make a confession?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I totally wish I was gay. Totally wish I was gay. I do.
Why?
I mean, A, I'd be a lot better looking. B, yeah. I'd be getting laid all the time.
That's true.
I'd work out a lot more because then I could go to the gym and know that I was going to get laid in the locker room.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'd be working out all the time because, you know, you'd get laid and work out.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I'd probably be a lot more fashionable, a lot more creative.
Yeah.
And I'd have a lot more disposable income because I wouldn't be married.
Wow.
Probably. I wouldn't have kids, maybe.
Right.
I don't know. It seems like a good life.
But then you might be famous.
Right.
You'd be famous.
Yeah, I could be one of the, you know, one of the queer eyes for the straight guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have been on that show.
Right.
You know.
Well, that's a good dream.
Yeah, well, you know what? But here's the thing: I am gay. I'm a lesbian. I only do women.
You're what is it? This is like you're binary and you're what's all these terms now? You know, like now it's not just gender specific. Now it's binary and there's the whole thing with we call it Latinx.
Latinx?
Yeah, you know, because it's like you're Latino or Latina.
Okay.
And now it's like Latinx, right? So,
well, dude, you're blowing my mind right now. Like,
there's a whole thing. There's a whole thing.
Well, break it down. Like, explain it.
Well, I wish I knew how to explain it. But, you know, the thing about it is just that, you know, Latinos is the term. And if you're a woman, it's Latina. But right. What if you're gay? What if you're, you know, whatever? What if you're, you know, binary? What is the word they use?
I don't even know.
I
can't keep
know.
Up. Like, yeah. I fully support it. I just don't know.
I just don't know all the terms.
Right.
Yeah. So what if you don't consider yourself gender specific? You know?
Right.
Then are you Latino or Latina?
Yeah, right.
So they came up with this term Latinx.
Okay.
Right? Which my homeboy, Jesse Hernandez, shout out to Jesse Hernandez, Urbanastic.
Yeah.
He said, Latinx, you know? And so now we're Latinx.
All right.
So, you know, it's just a funny term. And, you know, first of all, how can you say that? like in Spanish. Like if you're in Mexico, oh, you know, I'm a Latino, soy Latino. You're not gonna say soy Latinx, soy Latinx. So it doesn't even roll off the tongue correctly. So how can you adopt a word that doesn't even make sense or doesn't even flow with the language, you know? So anyway, so now there's this whole thing going on about, you know, what are we? Are we Chicano? Are we Latino? Are we Latinx? Are we something else? Are we Hispanic? And whatever, you know, everyone just makes their own decision.
So explain to this white boy.
Yeah.
Once and for all, the difference between Chicano and Latino.
All right. So Chicano is really about Mexican descent, right? So Mexico, its original term was called Mexica, right? It was, so Aztecs and the indigenous cultures of Mexico, you know, came from this country, this land, they called from the Mexica, right? The Mexica warriors. So Mexica is translated to Mexico, right? So the term Mexicano or Mexican, right, was originally Mexicano. So meaning you're coming from Mexica.
Got it.
So Chicano is a shortened version of Mexicano.
Got it.
So if you're from Mexican descent, you're a Chicano.
Got it.
But
got it.
There's also a layer of you know, like what happened in the 70s with the Chicano movement, which is about the protest, about you know, people rising up and standing up for Chicano rights and all that's history. So there is a political activist kind of you know, sprinkling over the word Chicano. It's not just a word. It actually has some kind of political kind of backing, so to speak. Latino is a broader word.
Right.
It's meaning
Latin America. Right.
Yeah. Right. So anyone could be Latino that's from Latin America.
Right.
And people prefer the word Latino over Hispanic because Hispanic is coming back from Spain,
right?
Hispania.
Yeah, the conquerors, though.
Yeah. So people don't like the word Hispanic because of that. So they prefer the word Latino. But then Mexicans prefer the word Chicano. So it's like a whole, you know, the thing about Latino culture is that it's so vast. There's so many countries. There's so many languages. Even though it's Spanish, there's so many dialects. There's so many cultures within the countries.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a very rich, broad thing we're talking about when we say Latinos. And the thing that pisses off Americans is that they can't put Latinos in a box, you know? They can't say Latinos are brown because you have people in all these countries who have blonde, blue hair.
Yeah.
I mean, blonde and blue-eyed.
Right.
And are 100%. You know, Latino. You have people who are of African descent who live in all these countries. You have indigenous people. You have people who look and act differently, eat different foods, and they're all Latino. So it really upsets Americans because they just want to put us in a box and say, well, if you speak Spanish, then this is for you.
You know what I look forward to?
What?
I look forward to the day when we can just all be human beings.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Am I naive? Am I too romantic?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. The reason that there's racism, the reason that there's all that stuff is because there's people, you know? And as long as we have people, we're going to have all this shit. Because,
well, it's interesting, right? Because, I mean, you know, not to get, like, too crazy, but, you know, if you believe that Homo sapiens, human beings, are animals, right? We are the one animal that got out of the food chain.
Right.
And so, but yet we're also animals, and the animal basic instinct is fight or flight. You know, it's predator prey.
Right.
And so it's a power struggle on some level.
Yeah.
Right. And it's, and I just wonder sometimes what extent the racism is this sort of like this sort of new way of being, of preying,
right.
You know, on the weak.
Sure.
Right. Or others, you know, for power, you know, not for food, right. But for power. Right.
Yeah.
And it's just so instinctual as animals. Right.
Right.
But it baffles me, you know, to no end. I mean, you know, fucking white kid from the suburbs. Right. But I loved, you know, ditching school, heading to Chicago and hanging out and meeting people different than me.
Right.
You know, and yeah. I just never understood the fear and the ignorance, that comes, you know, from people who, for some reason, think of people different than them as a threat.
Right. Yeah. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. It's a, you know, me coming from a whole different background, growing up in LA, you know, one of the most culturally diverse cities.
Yep.
It's you know, it's hard for me to understand that, but at the same time, I've dealt with so much racism and prejudice
right.
in my lifetime living here.
Yeah,
I can only imagine what it's like to live in places where, you know, you don't see people of color every day, you know. But that's, welcome to America.
Right. Well, and you know, it's fascinating because it's like, as you know, my kids are kids of color.
Right.
And you know, I'm a white guy, raising two kids of color,
you know?
And, to try to prepare them for, you know, a world that is, dangerous, uncertain.
Right.
You know, it's, you know, it's tricky business, you know, especially when you have fucking assholes like Trump talking shit all the time.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, growing up Latino, there's certain things that you just already know are going to happen and you just learn early on.
Right.
Of course the cops are going to pull you over because you have a broken tail light. You know, of course, the guy's going to look over your shoulder when you're shopping, you know, at this Beverly Hills location.
Yeah.
You know, things like that, you know, it's unfortunate, but that's like part of the game.
You know what one of the saddest days of my life was? When I became woke to my white privilege. Because there were so many, because what that meant was,
because
there were so many times growing up,
as
kids, you know, teenagers, you know, whatever, you're just being assholes, you know, being punk ass, whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'd get stopped or, you know, cops would, you know, whatever. And, you know, we talked our way out of it. We got out of it.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And for all those years, I thought, oh, I'm just so clever. I'm so smart.
Yeah.
Turns out I'm just white.
Yeah.
Jesus, that was very disappointing. I was like, fuck, I'm not as smart as I thought I was. I'm just white.
You're just white, you know? Yeah, that's, I'm not white, so. So I don't know what that feels like.
It's like crazy, man.
But, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's one of those things that the more that I live and travel and visit people and meet people, kind of the more that it saddens me that we live in a world like that,
you know?
Because there's so many good people from so many different cultures, and some of my best experiences are traveling to places where where I don't know the language, I don't know the food, I don't know the culture, and those are eye-opening, beautiful experiences, and it's like it sucks that people can't, you know, identify that.
For sure, man. For sure. Wow. We went deep.
Yeah. How long did it take to get deep?
23 minutes.
Shit.
You know, we're so over. We're over. But it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. We need a break.
All right. On to the next.
Yeah. See you next time. Talk about racism later.
Late.
Peace.